There are now more than 220 staff members from the Ipswich Hospital in quarantine, with a nurse there, 32-year-old, confirmed as one of the two new cases of COVID-19 yesterday. Chief Health Officer Dr. Jeanette Young admitted the hospital was under some pressure. So the Queensland Ambulance Service has been called on to help. Senior paramedic and QAS Head of Infection Control for the Queensland Ambulance Service, Mel Rogers, is on the line. Good morning to you, Mel.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks. Thanks for joining us on 4BC Breakfast. How will you be called on to help, and what will paramedics be doing?
Well, we'll be taking direction from the health services when we're requested. But the plan is that we were asked by the Deputy Premier if we had capacity to assist the health services by developing like testing clinics. And so we're just in the final stages and should be able to help the services by setting up clinics and giving access to people throughout Queensland.
So these will be like pop-up clinics, and the paramedics will have to be trained to conduct COVID-19 tests. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. So we've set up some training packages with videos and information to upskill our paramedics, and this will assist with taking swabs, focusing on infection prevention, PPE, and the flow of a clinic. So, yeah, we'll be doing similar to what is out there, but we have capacity to be statewide and set up clinics where
The outbreaks are. There's a bit of an outbreak here. Bang, the ambulance service can get out there and help.
Yeah, that's the plan.
So how soon will the team be in action? How long will it take to get up and running, do you think?
So we're in the final stages of development, and maybe by the end of the week we should have all of our paramedics trained and ready.
That's unbelievable. A lot of pressure on paramedics, though. Is this another layer of pressure, or paramedics are in the service, they understand their duties and they do it?
Yeah, I think it's we're an adaptable profession, and you know, we're going to provide the training there to upskill, and we've got the capacity, and I think the paramedics will enjoy being involved.
Yeah, well, it's a great service that you do on behalf of all Queenslanders. We thank you, Mel Rogers. She's a senior paramedic and the Queensland Ambulance Service Head of Infection Control. Let's hope that all of them, the 50 who will be trained, all stay safe on duty for Queensland.
Absolutely.